Ready?
All right, stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under public participation. Moving on, item three. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? Can I get a motion? Or?
No, you're right.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. On to board business, committee reports. All right. Operations. I'll talk, we actually haven't met since the last meeting, but we got some things going on. We have the roof bid came in. We talked about that our last special session there a couple weeks ago. They're looking forward to starting that. Hopefully the week school's out. They will have to close a portion of the school and I would assume a good chunk of the parking lot as well because of the equipment they have to bring in for it. They don't want anybody inside the building or in that area of the building while they're working on that. But remember how long they said it was going to take?
They thought 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, that's a good chunk of the summer. So
What part of the building's closed?
They haven't said for sure, but anything near the gym.
Possibly.
They might be comfortable with that as long as they stay in the back. They just don't, if there's a problem, if something happens, they don't want.
Right.
It's all precautionary.
Because that's separate. I mean, that's not part of the main roof, right?
So when they come, we'll ask that question.
Okay. But,
is there a separate entrance to that restroom room on the backside?
There's
just no restrooms. They would have to stay.
Yeah, we could come in from the outside, like all
What's
the
that?
Way around.
Around the back side of there, yeah.
No. Okay. But just because it's kind of like a fiber board, from what I understand, the round part, the beams are normally, I don't know, you're more construction person.
24 inches.
They're normally so far apart because the roof is so wide, they're really far apart. So they're too far for them to really walk over safely. And the fiber board, for lack of a better word, is not strong enough. It'd be like walking in your attic and falling through. So they're going to be roped off and they'll have cranes up there holding people off. But just in case something were fall or drop, there's nothing that would keep it from falling. So they just don't want to take a chance on anybody being around there.
So it sounds like it'd be primarily the gym that's just the
gym. And they were talking, you know, just they'll look at it structurally and see if any of the hallways are, because if,
Well, then
goodness, if something
there is where the cranes are
crashed
gonna be
in,
and
it could
staging equipment,
pop
things like
out.
That.
So. And then the whole driveway, yeah, because they'll be taking things off and throwing them down. And
we have two computers labs over there, too.
We may have to, just to be safe, make sure that they stay closed up. And like your tech office, we might need to make arrangements because you guys won't be able to get in that door, I don't think.
You got the summer off.
It's recorded, Angie.
Oh, wow. Let me know.
Yeah, because that's with all the stuff that they'll have there, they'll have all that roped off probably. I didn't think about your office. You might have to make arrangements
to bring them in
to
have them look at it beforehand.
Yeah,
so
we'll be in touch with
so
them
we can
before
make
it happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so that's hopefully the week school gets out.
Right. We want them in as quick as possible.
And then the painting is, that's the same company that's doing the painting as well?
No, that's a separate company.
Separate company doing the painting inside the gym?
You have that?
I didn't know that it was a separate company.
I thought it was.
Mm-mm. We got the bid, and the bid included painting with it. It was. I don't think it was anything
separate. I thought it was separate.
Probably subcontracted.
Could be
okay.
Subcontracted.
Yeah,
it's all in the same
bid. We'll
double
check that.
Yeah, okay. So that'll all be done at the same time, so that'll be great. Awesome. Dana's got one bid in for the stadium demo, so we're starting to look at our options for the stadium and how to clean it up, how to utilize that space and plan for the future.
Just a reminder to anyone who's listening, we don't quite know what we're doing with that corner yet, but we know that the stadium being torn down is part of whatever future plan is in place. So we're getting closer and closer. We've reached out to all of our employees who have storage in there to begin the tear out, and they've done that. So
good.
In due time, it will be prepared. And
it's going to look different. You'll be able to see the middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to look really different.
So I think the board has talked, I know Lewis and I have talked about possibly having a day where anyone who's played or sat, you know, to go to that stadium one more time, the same way we have with the other buildings. You know, I know that was my high school football stadium.
Right.
And saw a lot of games there. So there'll be a sentimental attachment. So certainly we'll orchestrate something where people can come and, you know, reflect. I'm not sure that there's much to take, you know, unless
careful,
they want like a piece
crumbling.
Of rust or something to take with them.
Well, the field isn't going anywhere.
The
so
field's
that's
not going
there.
Anywhere. No, but many people have sat in that those stands and enjoyed some pretty serious football.
Yeah. Then the road construction is supposed to be done by July, did Robert say?
June.
Mm-hmm. I said July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except
to be
safe.
Yeah, it was.
But
August.
That road, but that lane should be widened, so that should be hopefully a completed picture at that point.
They were actually walking onto our stadium turf today,
okay.
Doing some measurements.
Were they?
Yeah, they were inside.
It'd be interesting to see
field.
What that looks like when they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
How far they're coming? Yeah.
Nice.
It'll be nice. It'll be nice to have it done. So, great. And that was it for operations. Anything
mm-hmm.
else you talked about? You want to talk about there?
No.
Okay. On to finance.
We're having a meeting next week. I don't know if Stephanie wants to. Have you found anything more about the pipeline money? Just that they're trying to take over half of it away from us.
Right. We've 52.8. I think it was 52.81% is what they're contesting or appealing. The Ohio Department of Taxation, what we're hearing is they're going to uphold the original valuations. So then they expect the Nexus and Rover to then appeal to the next level. And through the whole process, the schools still have no part in that, no say. We can't go to the table. We can't testify. There's nothing we can do. It's all handled with the Ohio Department of Taxation and the Department of Tax Appeals, I think, is, and they can go clear up to the Supreme Court. But still, we have no seat at that table that we can do anything about. There's a coalition that's forming. We'll vote on that tonight in the there's a resolution to join the coalition. It's districts throughout Ohio that have issues with Rover, with Nexus, or any other pipeline are able to join the coalition, and they're trying to get some change in legislation. They don't know that we can protest any of the values, that there's anything that we can do with that, but they're looking at change in legislation so that these kind of companies, it's happened with what's the big Perry? The nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
They were worth a lot of money, and then all of a sudden they came in, they devalued themselves, they appealed their tax base, and those districts lost millions of dollars just almost overnight. So they're seeing the same things happening now with the pipelines. So they want to change the legislature that they're not able to do that, that they don't know what the solution is. Do they hold it steady for 5 years? It's valued, and then they have to do something else to get it down, but not just kind of at a whim that they decide we're going to appeal it and then we're just not going to pay it. Or they can change what they're doing. You know, they set it up, they said it was for gas, and if somewhere along the line they decide not to put gas in it and they put propane or some kind of a derivative of gas, then it's no longer taxed. It's only taxed if it's natural gas that's flowing through it. If it's something else flowing through it, then it's taxed differently. And then that can change what they would have to pay. So they're trying to get something in place so that they just can't on a whim change it.
So there are two meetings. Monday there's a meeting in Columbus that's being organized by really our reps, Kevin Miller from BASA and our educational organizations. I think they now have enough schools who are being impacted by this assessment change that our legal organizations are getting involved. And Stephanie and I are going to a meeting in Akron on March 30th. You did get that
yes.
invite too. So that's really the local schools that are getting together with legal representation to see, you know, what we can do about it. So
it seems like it's a hotbed all
it
of
is,
a sudden.
It is a hotbed.
And it's, you know, opened people's eyes in Columbus that this is happening, and it's, you know, to the detriment of local taxpayers, because if it changes for the school, it's definitely changing on the local side of things, because it keeps the local taxpayers having to face the biggest burden of property taxes.
Well, it's frustrating. They come in, we're going to do this for you, let us put this pipeline through your community, through your land, all that, and then, oh, we get done, and now we don't want to give you what we promised you. They should be held to what they said they would pay us.
Right.
And that's all there is to it, you know? So hopefully that changes.
I think we were extra cautious in, you know, not getting it out there and not counting it until the deadline had passed, and where we thought it was safe, and then they came in after that with this assessment. So a little unfair.
Yeah, it's a loss of $300,000 a year for us. Mm-hmm. It's huge for us.
Stephanie, do you know that when and if we ever receive any money, how it would show up on Ohio checkbook?
It wouldn't show up on Ohio checkbook because that's only money that goes out.
Okay.
Doesn't show our receipts. So, but we've already received all of what they're supposed to pay this year.
Which was?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember what
48%.
It was. 48%? Yeah, it's 48% of what they were billed. So,
300, close to 300.
Well, for this year, it wouldn't have been as much because they're only paying half a year.
Right, so one.
Probably, I was going to say 147 stuck in my head, but I don't want to say that for sure. But they paid their entire tax bill when they received it. You know how you can pay it in two halves. They paid their whole thing, but they only paid the percentage that they hadn't appealed.
Okay. We have a meeting on the 19th.
That's it.
245.
245.
245. Administration.
In the administration building. Okay, great. Policy.
We did have a meeting last week. We have first reading of 21 policies. A couple of these, I don't know if you, Angie, you want to talk to about the technology. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, again, just like any other time that we meet, a lot of these are changes that we have to do. And really, some were a couple words, some were adding a sentence. I mean, Chris, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing earth-shattering, Pat. I don't know if there's anything from the that you would like to point out, but.
No, a lot of it was just minutia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Literally changing one word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or deleting a word or, you know, so nothing
right.
Crazy. But, Angie,
yeah,
I know.
Technology, example, use policies, both staff and students. Were adjusted to reflect the efforts that we're putting towards student privacy of data. So it shows where parents can view websites and apps that have been approved as safe sites for teachers to lead students to. And then also gives teachers a place to submit sites that they would like to use that have not yet been approved. Just communicating those things, you know, what we're using and how teachers can submit sites to be evaluated for student privacy. Sites that students go to and they're just submitting their name is okay, but when you start looking at email address, you know, anything else like an address or anything like that, we wanted to start looking at and making sure that they were only doing that on sites that, you know, were allowed.
Very good.
We talk about another one. Amy, I don't put you on the spot, but attachment J is our graduation seals. The recommendations going to the board tonight in our regular meeting. Any discussion about that?
Yes, probably maybe 3 months ago or so, Mrs. Bennett, Mr. Santelli, yourself, myself, and members of the high school team, the counselors, and Mr. Shainer met to talk about the local seals that you have to have. There are three local seals, and you have to come up with guidance as far as what you can do as a district to offer your students the seals. So we have the three seals on there, and guidance was given to us not to change things that you already have in place. So we already have a requirement for the ambassador hours for the seniors to complete for graduation. So we are able to maintain that for one of our seals. Then there is another one where you can talk about activities that the students are doing. So there's a fine arts, so we looked at how you could create a seal for fine arts. So we kind of decided upon the threes. So 3 years of a music, or 3 years of a choir, or 3 years in an art program, three plays, things like that, that we could track either by students completing the coursework and credits, or by the advisor stating that yes, the student has participated. So for instance, if it were a play, the advisor could say, yes, the student participated in this capacity. So we have that, and then another one could be like clubs and athletics. So if you were doing a sport, we decided that 3 years of the same sport would show that you are continuing along that path versus having one sport here, one sport there, one sport there. It's kind of showing a continuous working toward something. And the same thing with the clubs. But we did talk about with the clubs, it would have to be an advisor of a board-approved paid position so that they could track attendance and whatnot to make sure that the students are participating and to what extent. I will be doing a presentation at the April board meeting that will talk about the seals a little bit more in depth and how that affects our students, because there are several other ones that the state has made an option made available for the students too. So.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. All right. Community engagement.
We did meet and we talked. Actually, Dana has already started on next year's district calendar, so we're going to go ahead with that again. The new resident welcome update, Mr. Shaner talked about the students are filling out the cards, sending them out. I haven't heard anything back from anybody that they're impressed with them or anything, but I think that Jackie has the students write welcome cards to all the new presidents. So the students are very involved in that. We talked about the website and social media update and how we're seeing so many new photos on a regular basis on our Facebook mm-hmm. page, on our district website. And we also talked about so many of the, at least the high school staff, I don't know too much about the middle school staff, but so much of the high school staff has their own Twitter pages and their own Facebook or their own websites that students can go to get assignments and such. So, and they're showing off some of the good things that they're doing in their classrooms on those. The banner project, we did not have a lot of really nice days when there weren't a lot of cars going in and out of the parking lot. So I don't want to be up on a jack whenever the students are driving by in cars. So it looks like spring break. If the weather is good, I'm planning on finishing up that project. If anybody is willing to help, I can always use the help. We discussed open house with parent and or open houses and teacher parent conferences, and how that might change a little bit for next year. And we're tweaking as much as we can to make it as accessible to all the parents as possible. And then new businesses coming into town. Mr. Addis and I were able to go to Finney's Sports Bar and to
ARL,
the new business that is now occupying Red Pepper Steakhouse, and welcome them to the community along with several members of the city council and Robert Fowler, who's just doing a bang up job trying to make everybody feel welcome in the community. So
that building will forever be the Red Pepper Steakhouse.
I think they still need the fluorescent sign that only half flashed.
They probably could have sold that. Somebody would have taken that. So.
And our next meeting is March 31st at 3:30 in the Norton High School Conference Room. March 31st.
Flying back. Thanks, Pat. Thank you. Any technology and instruction?
We did meet. Actually, we had a pretty lengthy meeting, but basically our focus was on speaking with principals from each building on areas that we could engage the community more and reach out to the community on different programs and ideas that each building is working on. So we don't have anything concrete yet to present or anything like that, but a lot of good things, strong programs going on in each building. And then we did talk about, at length, the high school graduation seals and how they apply, so we'll have to talk about that further also.
I just had one thing to add, and I forgot to mention this, but we are going to be hosting Camp Invention again. It will be the week of June 8th at Norton Elementary School, and the information is on the website. Typically, we do receive a few scholarships, but we do not go out and seek the scholarships. The National Mentors Hall of Fame provides us a list of companies that have agreed to donate. So currently there is just a waiting list, so if you have parents out there that are interested in scholarships, nothing is ever for certain. They've been contacting us, the information has been going home from the elementary school, so we do have a waiting list for scholarships. I don't know how many we will be able to provide, it just depends on how much we receive in funding from some of the local businesses, but that information is on the website and it will be held again the week of June 8th at Norton Elementary School.
Great, thank you. Anything else?
Technology.
Yeah, that was first.
We had a few representatives from the buildings to discuss the additional PI dollars for devices. Everyone was very excited about that. We had a great meeting. We looked at a lot of different things. Specifically, we really focused on what teachers said that they needed from that survey that we did on PD Day. And then from there, we looked at what was still available for use in their building, what was existing. We looked at grade levels and content areas and all of that, and came up with a very straightforward list of devices and sent that out to staff. We haven't ordered anything just yet. We're still working on quotes. We were able to order licenses, though, for Chromebooks early. You have to have a Chromebook license in order to manage it within our domain, it's called. And those were going up $6.25. March 9th, yeah, so right, real close to right around now.
Today?
We got those. We saved over $3,000 by buying those early.
Oh, wow.
So that worked out well. Google is raising those prices, so we took advantage of getting those early, so that was awesome. We have another meeting in May. That'll be our last meeting of the year. And two of our goals this year, one was to add parents to our technology committee, and one was to add students, and we did get responses from those surveys. Not a ton, but we did get some. And so we've invited them to our last meeting so that we can go over our strategic plan that we had for this year and our progress on that, as well as start looking at next year. So, and to look at the alumni survey results from students that went to Norton and how they felt that their tech skills prepared them for life after high school. The last thing I just wanted to note is that on Friday during our PD day, we are having Gmail training for migrating from Outlook to Gmail. And I'm going to be setting up some sessions for other staff members, and at some point I would like to see when we could have a board meeting, board training.
Sure.
It's about an hour. It's a fast run through of everything you need to know to clean up your current mailbox and how to get things ready for your Gmail mailbox, go over some settings and different things that you need to know. So we don't actually flip the switch until May 15th, but it gives you plenty of time to go in and start cleaning things up in advance. So if we could schedule a 1 hour session in March or April, that would be probably really beneficial to everyone. So
great.
Do you have certain times that you're thinking?
It doesn't really matter so much to me. I mean, okay. It would be easier probably at the end of the day, like a 3 o'clock when we could get into the high school and use a lab. So we're not necessarily utilizing those resources, but there's also not very many of you, so I can pull Chromebooks. We just need to find a location. So
okay.
I guess whatever works for your schedules and having a 1 hour together.
Okay.
Would be good.
So, any days that aren't good for you?
You know, it just depends on the day.
Okay.
So if you guys came up with a couple of days and times
and
sent those to me, I could match something up with my schedule.
Okay. Okay.
She's pretty busy Monday through Friday.
Monday
I don't know
Friday.
If the other days work.
She wants the 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be thinking of those. Okay.
I go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's not about that. I just had a question.
I want to just mention something quickly about the technology. So I want to make sure for anyone who listens and everyone here, this idea of us bringing new technology to our kids and to our teachers, I hope that we eventually look at this. It's almost been a perfect process in my eyes. This is the way that a district can implement something. It began through discussions really board desire for us to take a look at it. Angie became engaged, of course, in it, and then went right to our staff and faculty to see what it is they needed. And Stephanie became involved with discussion of PI. Your technology team became involved, and there was decision making from a large amount of people that's going to infiltrate a lot more technology into the district. So we spent some time really in reflection of areas where we need to get better. We also need to celebrate it when a process goes incredibly well. And it is appearing right now that this is one that has followed textbook in terms of the way that it should be done. So I want to thank the board for its vision and you for taking charge of this and seeing it through.
They're very excited and appreciative. It's 423 devices, and we did end up looking at one Clever Touch for preschool because they don't use Chromebooks or computers. Okay. So thank you.
I love it that you're getting parents involved in that committee, because then they can see what it is that we need and the costs. And so I remember when my kids were little in an elementary, the parent groups were very strong with purchasing smart boards, which are no longer the thing, but, and I don't know, I don't have a sense for the strength of the parent groups now or anything like that, but is that something that we could go back to get help in purchasing?
Absolutely. If they were willing and had funding, we could,
So I wonder if that's like a meeting that we have with the parent groups, the building principals, and talk about, you know, ways that we could fundraise so that we could do this faster and take maybe some money out of our budget or pay from paying for that. I don't know.
You know,
but I just remember when I was involved at Cornerstone, I mean, we were buying two smart boards or three smart boards a year, and that's what we fundraised for.
Right. And a lot of the book sales on Scholastic, they would have smart boards in there.
Right.
Scholastic, you know, achievement for how much you sold and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think they just, maybe they didn't have as much funds and they were focusing on other things. Like, I know Field Day is a huge thing, but there's no reason why we couldn't, if they're interested, we're definitely interested in partnering with them.
Talking about playgrounds.
And working on maybe sponsored classroom or something
what
like
said
that.
She came to the operations meeting. We had
the parent group representative at the operations meeting. Okay. One of their big things that they were working on, had been working on, was the playground at the elementary. Mm-hmm. So we're involving them. They're aware of some of the things that we're doing, so hopefully with them being involved, they'll have the opportunity to say, hey, can we help, or you know, ask more questions.
Yeah. Well, those parents that are involved now, if they can speed the process up, their kids will benefit now.
Right.
You know, so if the parent group can buy one more Clever Touch, you know, for the elementary level or something, their kids are benefiting now, rather than waiting a couple years down the road when we get around to doing it, or get the budget to do it.
How much is a Clever Touch?
It's about $3,000, including the stand. You have to have a stand to mount it on the wall specific. It's about 100 pounds, so you want to make sure that it's secure.
I can't even remember what a smart board cost.
I thought it was around the same, wasn't it?
Because you had to buy the projector and the wire and all that. Yeah, I remember all that.
When the Clever Touch first came out, it was around $5,000.
Yes.
So they've come down quite a bit.
Okay. And how long do they last, the Clever Touch?
I think they're rated 10 years.
Okay. I mean, that's really not bad.
No.
You know, I don't think the smart boards lasted that long. At least
they have.
I remember the projector. Yeah, the projectors and the.
Yeah,
there were
and
more
projectors we swap out.
Yeah.
And those bulbs were expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bulbs used to be expensive. They're not bad.
Yeah.
I remember using the Scholastic money to buy spare projectors.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have them. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. Next week, the elementary is having a basket raffle. They've got some serious baskets, and a lot of them worth $200-$300 a piece. So.
Really?
You want to buy some tickets? Yeah.
Okay.
Madeline's in preschool, so she brought home her tickets, so we purchased them. A lot of super nice baskets.
Well, there's a lot of kids down there now. There's a lot of parents involved.
Well, it's primary and elementary together. So.
Okay. Okay.
They need to bring them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Awesome. Anything else we need to discuss? No? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moving.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Please adjourn.